Lorma Freestone, Executive Director, Holland Area Arts Council in the house. Morning to you, Lorma.
Good morning, Shelley.
Thanks for you, a busy July, I hope you've had.
Oh my gosh, it's been incredible. And the weather, gosh, anybody who has come to Michigan as a vacation, this July has been amazing.
Been doing well here.
Quintessential Michigan weather, so it's been great.
Yeah, introduce your guest.
Well, I have in the house with me today John Fiegel, who is the manager of the Park Theater in Holland. And the Holland Park Theater is just a jewel of a place. It's actually not always been a theater, but one would maybe guess it had been. It's located right on Centennial Park. There's sort of a nice little quadrangle in Holland with the museum, and then the Park Theater is on the other side, and then Hope College borders it on the other. So it's a really great space. But I'm going to let John tell a little bit about the history of the Park Theater first.
Sure. Yeah, thanks for having me. The theater is 130 years old, built in 1886, originally a feed mill and then converted to a single-screen theater, burned down in the 30s, reopened as the Park Theater, existed until the mid-80s when the multi-screen multiplexes came in, and then it remained dormant for a while, reopened as a teen club, closed, floundered for a while, and then in 2001, it was taken over by the Park Theater Foundation, which is a nonprofit who schedules regular films, concerts, and occasional plays. We just had Hedwig and the Angry Inch at our theater, and we've been operating for, I guess it's 16 years now.
Well, John, tell a little. John has come to the Park Theater as a manager through kind of a circuitous, but kind of a direct, not really a circuitous line. It's pretty direct because you came to the theater in 2003 as a performer.
Right. Yeah, I was exposed to it early on in middle school. I grew up in Holland, but I saw an amazing concert there and was inspired, and then later rented out the theater with our band and had our final show, sold out the theater.
How old were you then?
I was 17. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a blast.
Okay, tell the name of your band. You got
Bipolar.
Okay. There we go. But I'm pretty impressed. Sold out.
Sold out the theater. That's right.
Cool.
But since then, remained involved. And I'm a sound engineer by trade. And that was my first involvement. And then later stepped into a managerial position.
So tell us a little bit about how you feel, what your vision is for the theater. When you took on this job as the manager, the Park Theater, it's no mistake and it's no secret that the Park Theater has struggled over the years because it is a nonprofit theater and it's an old building with issues, like with a capital I. However, it's been really interesting to see the way the community comes together and overcomes. Full disclosure, I used to be on the board of the Park Theater many years ago, way before John was involved. But there were, the ceiling was falling down. There were no lights. Well, you were telling me on the way here some of the issues you had when you were performing.
Yeah, there's literally nothing in the theater. So there were some lights that had extension cords, and you'd plug them into the wall, and that was on or off. So no lighting control, no sound system. We had to bring all that in. Now we've been building our resources. We had some great sponsors step in. Cusack Music brought in a sound system. We've been acquiring lighting over the years, and now we can host events, concerts, and etc. regularly with ease.
And the other thing about it is, and as many nonprofits have to do, they have to have a dual source or multiple sources of revenue. So you rent out the theater for events as well.
We do, yes. So we program our own events that are more in the artistic realm, and then we'll rent it out for everything from quinceañeras to nonprofit fundraisers to weddings, reunions, birthday parties.
So
you
it's
name
happening.
It.
It is
yeah.
happening.
Yeah.
And there's they have a liquor license, and so it's really great to be able to have sort of a cabaret atmosphere when you're having a show there, too. You can, like a dinner theater almost.
Yeah, it's a very flex venue because it's not fixed seating. Many theaters still have the rows of chairs, And so we have the capability to set up as rows of chairs or tables and chairs or just wide open and just a massive dance party.
Well, that's cool, yeah. too.
Now, you're not the Knickerbocker Theater,
no.
right?
No.
That's different.
Hope College.
Yep. That's Hope
on
College.
8th Street.
All right.
Yeah, and this is on River Avenue facing this is facing the Centennial Park on River Avenue, which is still downtown, but it's just around the corner.
Correct. Yeah. Yep, 248 South River.
Yeah. And it's and you know the thing is you've had these great shows that I see lines around the corner. You had Judy Collins, you've had yeah, it's just I think
there's been a plethora of what we call our premier performance series. So John Sebastian has been there, like you said, Judy Collins, Robert Randolph, the Wailers. We just recently had John Mayall was there, and recently was Booker T. It was probably one of our biggest. Yeah. It was an incredible show.
So what was the big? You mentioned a couple sponsors. I mean, this sounds like this has been a fairly this is not a negative, but a slow growth?
A slow ascent, yeah, absolutely. Well, the building was, as Lorma said, it was very under-resourced. And we've had some significant improvements, like our roof has been fixed. And Women Who Care helped raise money, along with the Padnos family, to fix our roof. And so now that doesn't leak, it's easier to keep stuff in there.
Well, and that's the challenge with a place like that, that you can't just throw who has a pile of money to fix everything at once. You have to fix it as you go and as you develop steam, which you are doing with the acts that you're getting in here.
And our funding comes through our programming and our concession sales. So as we do have the bar, which is a huge plus when it comes to the arts and having concerts. So this week we've got Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies, and which we're really excited about. They were originally a Michigan-based band, but now they're based out of Nashville. And it's a bluegrass show, but it's a different genre of bluegrass. It's not traditional bluegrass. It's kind of a, I don't even know what you call it, progressive modern folk bluegrass.
Mm-hmm. That's Friday night, right?
Friday night, yeah.
And you can get tickets to this, how?
ParkTheaterHolland.org. Or through Facebook, just look us up, and all ticketing is done online.
That's great. And what time does the show start?
Doors, I believe, are at 7 o'clock or 7:30 for that show.
Great. And then you've got a couple of other big ones coming up, which is really exciting.
Yeah, we're very excited. So probably the biggest one coming this summer is Keller Williams, August 31st. That's going to be a great show. We're really excited to host him. And if you don't know about Keller Williams, he's a looper guy. And so it's a solo performer, and he loops multiple instruments live and creates the music on the fly with a variety of instruments. So that's going to be a great show. And then in September, we've got Carl Palmer from Emerson, Lake & Palmer. He's doing the ELP Legacy Tour, which will be great. Yeah, we're super excited for that.
Not to be confused with a pretend to be Emerson, Lake & Palmer, but
this is the real
Carl Palmer.
Carl Palmer.
But that's kind of fun that you've had these, what would you call those performances that you've had?
The premiere performances?
You've had the guys that come in as...
Oh, tribute shows.
That's it. That's the word.
Yeah.
And
so
those are fun. They really are.
They are fun. We have a series every year called Legends, and it's geared towards tributing acts who you can't really see anymore or perhaps are out of people's budgets.
Yeah.
So that's an annual thing, and we usually do that between January and February.
But this is the real Carl Palmer, so
yes.
That's cool. Yeah. And so tell me a little bit about what your vision is for the Park Theater going into the future. I mean, you've worked really hard to get these really wonderful shows coming.
Well, the tagline that we use is from local to legendary. And we really believe in a cyclical influence of the arts. So we want to see local musicians performing and growing our local community. We do an open mic every week. Tonight featuring the band Myrtle from Michigan.
How does that work? If you're featuring a band, does somebody get up and just jam?
The featured act is a half-hour slot at 9:30. And we provide a full backline for open mic. So we give – it's very easy for a band to walk in and play. So everyone gets a 15-minute slot and a chance on stage with professional equipment and sound engineer, a lighting engineer, and a professional experience. So we see, as part of the vision, our open mic – and our local music support relates to our national programming as well. So we bring in these premier performance series to influence our local community and inspire our local artists and provide a platform for them to grow and learn as well.
That's a marvelous thing to have the educational component almost linked with the entertainment that you bring right. for the community. Well, you were telling me a little bit about the – I asked John on the way up here, so do you have some people who keep coming back for those open mics, and do you see growth? Do you see the improvement?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had people come – so we've been running this for 3 years, and some of them come every week for 3 years, and you see their growth and their talent and comfort on stage and confidence, and it's a pretty amazing thing.
Right. That's great. Well, so anyway, John, so how, let's remind everybody where to get tickets and how to become a part of the Park Theater, because this is a nonprofit organization. It's really important to support, for people in the community to support this. And so how can they give and how can they help make the Park Theater achieve that vision?
You can find us on Facebook, Park Theater Holland. You can find us on our website, parktheaterholland.org. And there's an area on our website under contact where you can sign up to volunteer if you want to get involved. And there's a lot of areas where we need help, everything from maintenance to marketing to event staffing. So a lot of opportunities to be a part of the organization. But we also need funding.
So. Yes, you do. So writing checks is
yes.
okay, too. Thanks, John.
Thanks to you, John.
Thank you.
About 5 minutes left, Lorma.
Right.
If you would just share what else is happening.
Well, the Holland Arts Council has some great stuff going on right now. We've got three shows that are beautiful. And if you're visiting Michigan and you want to get a great Michigan experience, you can come to the Arts Council Galleries, because our shows are Michigan Spaces and Michigan Places. And that's paintings by Keith Downey and Tom Thomas. And they're really hauntingly beautiful. One is one of the painters. Keith is a painter who specializes in these beautiful pastel landscapes. And then Tom Tomasek paints houses that are just really interesting, mid-century, beautiful, beautiful images. Then Mostly Michigan is works by Karen Van Dam Mischmerheisen. That's in our Levensee Gallery. And this show is all of her recent work, and she's a lovely painter who works mostly in oils and does still lifes and features gardens and things like that, which are beautiful. And Sense of Place is Imagined Landscapes by Catherine Borden. And this is an incredible departure from the landscapes that you see in the other show. They're very abstract landscapes, beautiful, beautiful palettes. So it's a lovely show. So these three shows are terrific for people visiting our area. And, of course, locals, too. Then we have our studio, which is the hands-on art making space for children, and it's open all the time. The only days it's closed are Mondays and Tuesdays, but all the other days we are open, including Sunday. It's a great place. We're cool and comfortable, and on rainy days you can drop in and make art, or on hot days you can come in and cool down with your family and create wonderful things. So we're really excited about that. And then we have premiered, since I last saw you, we've premiered our art carts. And these art carts are out and about town. They look like little ice cream carts. And we push them. They've got a beautiful little umbrella on them.
Oh, cool.
And we push them out into the community. And they open up and you can do all kinds of things like fish printing and making marbleized paper with shaving cream, things like that. Silly things, but really fun. So we look for those at the Farmers Market and at the Street Performer Series. And that brings me a nice segue to the Street Performer Series in Holland every Thursday night throughout the summer. It is fabulous and crowded with wonderful people having wonderful times, seeing all different acts from acrobatics to single musicians playing to mimes, all kinds of really wonderful things happening downtown in Holland. And then the museum is open every day except not today, but it's a Mondays or Mondays they're Tuesdays they're closed. Mondays they are open, but they have wonderful exhibits throughout. It's a wonderful way to experience Holland. And then the other thing I wanted to really let people know, I don't know why it's not more widely known, but Windmill Island Gardens, Windmill Island is the most amazing place to go in the summertime in Holland. So many people kind of pass it by because you have to sort of go down a little causeway, but make it a destination because the gardens have been made in to feature a different artist. So there's the Gauguin garden and there's the Piet Mondrian garden and the Van Gogh garden, and they've made it a beautiful, beautiful place. Plus you can go up and take a tour of the windmill, and it's just a marvelous space for enjoying a summertime, very, very Holland-centric thing that happened that is in Holland. It's a wonderful jewel that I think everybody should take an advantage of. Holland residents get in on the island for free, so that can't be missed. But as a visitor, it's very reasonable and so many things to do. There's a 100-year-old carousel that you can ride, and kids love it too. It's just a great space.
There.
So those are wonderful things. There's a lot of things going on in Holland. You can go to the Holland Area Arts Council website, hollandarts.org, and look for Art Around Town. But make sure you go to the Park Theater website. It's Park Theater Holland.
Yep. .org.
That's it. And take advantage of some of these wonderful acts that are coming. And don't wait for getting your tickets. Got to get those tickets.
Got you. Thanks to you, John Fiegel, Manager, Park Theater, Lorimer Freestone, Executive Director, Holland Area Arts Council. All about Holland.
Thanks, John.